With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Going to be another hot one today. 96 for a high. And man, is it dry out there.
Dude. Wait, first of all, I'm too old to say, dude. But I was watching some of the footage from the canyon fire. Oh, my gosh. It's out of control. Well, obviously it's out of control. I think it's only 7% contained. But that thing is so nuts because all the truckers were trying to go over Independence Pass. Is that the right pass?
I think so.
Independence Pass. And they were trying to fit over it. And they're not allowed to go over that sucker.
Okay. Which fire are you talking about?
The canyon fire. The big canyon fire.
In Glenwood?
Yeah. So they were all trying to go over there. And it was like, if you've ever seen tour buses in Europe try to pass each other with a hair in between them. That's how they're, so the other guys were coming this way and these guys were, oh my God. And then it was all jammed up in there. Yeah. So that's why they had to shut it yesterday. It wasn't for the fire. It was because all the people that had trailers and semi trucks were all trying to use that pass and not wait in line for.
Yeah, I think it's a different name for the pass though, because Independence Pass, isn't that the one that comes through Aspen?
Yeah, it is that one because they're redirecting traffic.
So they had to come back through Independence Pass.
Glenwood Canyon closure has truckers trying Independence Pass, which is not allowed for semis.
Right, because it's such it's above the tree line, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've come through there before. That's the one that our boss was talking about the other day that he traveled through, and there's some drop-offs there that scare the crap out of you.
It says vehicles more than 35 feet long cannot drive over Independence Pass. They had a tape measure from the front of a Dodge Ram to the back of his trailer, and he's like, it's a $1,000 fine.
Have you ever been through there?
I'm sure I have.
It has hairpin turns through that place, and the drop-offs are thousands of feet. It's unbelievable. It will scare you to death. I can't even imagine going through there with an 18-wheeler.
No way.
That's what I was saying. It's like Europe. They had a hair in between each semi.
Oh, man.
And then a motorcycle trying to go in between those two semis. Like, they had to close it.
And I saw some of the footage of the fire in the canyon you're talking about. And you know how the roads, much like the, if you're going through it, and although it's a bigger scale, if you're going through the Idaho Springs and how it's kind of stacked. To get through there, just about most of that is bridge that's kind of stacked and parallel. The fire actually started in between the eastbound and westbound, down the middle of the highway.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then yesterday, down in Castle Pines, Castle Rock, that was on fire. And then Parker had a little fire. I mean, South Metro was busy. And then Broomfield catches on fire. And their fire truck almost catches on fire. Those poor dudes are spraying their own fire truck.
Yeah, they were hosing it down. I was confused when I was watching the video. I was like, what are they doing?
I did too. Yeah, the fire got underneath the fire truck. But I think three of their firemen had to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? That they show up at the scene and they have to use a quota of water, so why not just spray down our own truck?
I thought they were washing it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But if you can't breathe today, there are a million reasons why. It's because our town and our city and our state is kind of on fire.
Yeah, and it appears that unlike the fire at the canyon and the one that even goes even further west of there, which is a Grand Junction, unlike those fires, these fires they were able to contain, and I think they're all out.
Yeah, I believe
as
you
of this
correct.
Morning, right?
Yeah, but
because I've seen no reports on them.
Still, is. I mean, look, it's already hazy. It looks like it looks like we're socked in with fog.
Now, what caused the fire? I heard you guys talking about a tire. I didn't hear about the tire.
So that was the one off I-25 in Castle Pines Parkway. It tire just flew off a car, and I guess sparked some of the brush, and it just went up and started going towards those apartments right off the highway.
Because we're in a drought.
Yeah.
And what then the one in the canyon, they said because there's like four different fire points, they think it's a chain that was dragging from a trailer to a car and causing the sparks, and then it ignited in like four different spots.
Holy cow.
Because otherwise, I guess I didn't know this about fire investigation until yesterday, but I guess if you just flick a cigarette, then they'll know because it's one point of start along the highway. But if there's like four, then they know it's a chain.
Oh, who drags a chain? Well, I guess it could be a part of a trailer.
Yeah.
You know, because you put the safety chain on there. That falls down and bling, bling, bling. And you've got a problem there.
How does it go?
Bling, bling, bling. What about a tire, though? Is that freaky or what? A tire just flies off of a car?
And just sparks it. That's crazy.
I know. Yeah. So it was kind of a wacky day yesterday.
It's going to be hot today. It continues to be dry. It looks like no rain in the forecast as far as I'm seeing. So 96 for high today. It's going to be nasty. Maybe even the winds kick up. Not a good deal.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.